Hello, this is Em, the blogger, on the expedition, calling you, well, not really calling you, but chatting to you from the Holiday Inn in St. Joseph. I don't normally sound like a man. I've picked up a little cold from the fish on the river, or someone, or maybe the eagles, I'm not quite sure which. So I look even more spectacular than I already did. My hair has now taken on the form of a small troll in Lord of the Rings called Gimli, and I've acquired that nickname, which, to be honest, makes me sound just as attractive as I'm explaining. So the voice is only adding to that character, to be honest. Anyway, enough of Gimli. We have done 544 miles, the first chunk of which was done on no current whatsoever through the lakes. So now we've got that super, super competitive feeling that we have 450 miles to go and 2 weeks to do it in. I fly home on the 7th and I am not going home without finishing it. Before I had, to be honest, don't tell Dave, well, now he's going to know because I'm saying it here, that I had no idea really what mile we were on or how much we had to go. And now we're literally working it out mile for mile. Can we do one more mile today? How many more miles can we do? Got to make it to St. Louis. So we are counting down the days. We are hoping to arrive in St. Louis for the 5th of October. So actually, a shout out to anyone who potentially wants to give us a little hug or stroke my troll hair, or anyone that wants to help us further down the river, maybe give us a little snack. Gimli loves a snack. Or just come and spread the word of copping a feel, checking your boobs, all things breast cancer, and changing the world through paddling and swimming down a river. So we've done over 544 miles, and it's been spectacular. I haven't had a chance to share my spectacularness ideas with the world. As you can tell, I'm the writer with my own made up words. And it's been incredible, starting out on the lakes with just absolute wilderness, getting up in the morning, sun coming up, spending the whole day on the river, crystal clear water where we'd swim under corn. Sorry, the ginger, the swimmer, or whatever, however we'd like to refer to him. Swimming underneath him, filming, camping on sandbars, and now we're down in river with currents. The water's a bit dirtier, but I still managed to have a beautiful shower the other night with the view of an industrial plant, which was a little bit different. Everything is just incredible. The whole vibe is amazing. It's a lot colder now, though. But I met everyone 5 and a bit weeks ago, without a cold, without hair like a troll, and they've learned to love me even with all of that. And we're all so close now. We've just had the most amazing journey to date. We're losing a few members of the team today, which is, we're a couple of members of the team, which is a bit of an adjustment. So again, if anyone wants to buy one of our Lakeshore paddle boards or Mad River canoe, please get in touch and follow the journey for the last chunk. We are on a countdown now, so I hope you will follow us and see how much we can raise and whether we can make the distance by the 5th of October and complete it like Gimli really wants to. And I would sing you a song, but my voice is still a little bit croaky and I probably need to wash my hair for the first time in quite a while. So follow our journey on swim1000.com, or check out the ginger himself at davecornthwaite.com, Or if you're a bit of a Facebook dork, go on to Dave Cornthwaite Expedition 1000. Or follow us on Twitter at Swim1000, because on there you will get daily photos of everything from the eagles to the camp to us on the river to my hair. And I think my hair has had enough airtime, so I'm going to go now and have a good day. Bye.